Good afternoon. I'm Julia Lane from the National Science Foundation. Clearly I'm not, but unfortunately, unlike Bill Trosham, who was able to get airplanes to get him back here on time, Julia was not fortunate enough, and she, at our last communication, was still stuck in Europe. With any luck, she's actually back on the East Coast and maybe home, but the last plane that she had that was going to be able to take her here was on the 27th of April. So she sent along her slides, and I will do my best. I am going to, of course, go against everything I was ever taught in graduate school and not to read off of my slide set. I have no choice except to do that. At the end, during the questions and answers session, I ask that you not ask me about anything that you didn't read on the slides. Those questions beyond that we'll have to send off to Julia, okay? All right, so she wanted me to share with regards to NSF Science of Science Innovation Policy, or SISIP program, the program status, its current context, scientific challenges and approaches, research findings, visibility, and next steps. Just to give you a background on the SISIP program, it was established in 2005 with $8 to $10 million a year. To be explicitly interdisciplinary, involving economists, sociologists, psychologists, domain scientists, etc. The goals were to understand theories, measurement, models, metrics, data sets, and a community of practice for academics and practitioners of the science of science policy. Currently, there have been 75 awards made and 3 solicitations since 2007, and very active engagement with the Science of Science Policy Interagency Group. Current context is very high profile for the science of science policy. A large investment in science through the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, the ARRA funding. The National Academies of Science speech by President Obama in April 2009 represent that. There's a lot of openness and transparency at the highest levels of government and expectations for science. There's evidence-based policy, joint memo on science and technology priorities for the FY11 budget. Science of Science Policy is the only program listed by name. And there's very strong emphasis on accountability at the highest levels of science within our government, ARRA reporting guidelines, and being able to put performance first. So why is the SISIP program important for the science of team science? In part because of the methods used. Qualitative case studies are appropriate for SISIP funding, describing complex processes, formulating hypotheses. Quantitative and statistical methods are appropriate for the SISIP program, where they have opportunity to build new linked data sets on researchers, grants, patents, publications, citations, and firms and workers. And developing new tools for describing the complex outcomes, developing new models to tease out marginal impact of funding, and computational approaches such as cyber infrastructure and the vast amounts of heterogeneous data on individuals and visual analytics. Why is the SISIP program important for the science of team science? Continued science policy. It helps and supports studies on data infrastructure, such as science agencies have proposed and award administrators the STAR metrics, which I'll talk about in just a moment, heterogeneous sources of outcomes, scientific attribution, name disambiguation, right? It's not a problem if your name is Holly Falk Krasinski, by the way. There's only one of me. But it is a problem with many other kinds of names. Innovation policy and trying to better understand that provides funding for projects about data infrastructure, such as innovation within organizations, and provides scientific frame. Some examples of the research currently funded by the SISIP program in economics, looking at superstar scientists, also technology adoption and diffusion. In sociology, Woody Powell and Linus Donlander, who spoke yesterday, focusing on their research in networks and some on the science of team science networks, and large-scale data infrastructure. In psychology, there's analysis of team interactions being supported through SISIP, and cognition views of innovation. In terms of visualization, visual analytics, and Kati, who's we heard from earlier, also on mapping. So lots of fabulous opportunities for funding of science of team science projects through SISIP. A little harder to see, but it gives some ideas of the features of their website, of the Science of Science Policy website, which is a joint initiative between NSF SISIP program and the Office of Science and Technology Policy in the executive branch. A little harder to see, I think, are some of the details, but profiles individuals. You can see up at the top, Luis Amaral, who you heard from yesterday, professor here at Northwestern University. And you can get more information on the kinds of things they're involved in. And it's one of the additional tools available in our toolbox that we'll look to post on Kara's Neil Toolbox site that allows you to identify other individuals and their interest in the science of team science. Also along the lines of the Science of Science Policy main site, there is additional information. It's really become a community of practice now where you can get information about investigators and features, events, and research findings. The next step, so I've already told you that there's the Science of Science Policy, a collaboration between SciSIP and OSTP. The idea was that they received feedback from the 2008 Science of Science Policy workshop that Nancy just referred to shape interagency research priorities for Science of Science Policy, developing a data infrastructure for science and innovation policy, modeling, creating an innovation framework, informing and assessing R&D investments, and conducting outreach to underrepresented populations. There was feedback from a 2009 workshop, Best Practices in Research and Development, Prioritization, Management, and Evaluation, with the opportunity to build a community of practice around the Science of Science Policy, focusing on linking to research coming out of the NSF SciSIP program. 2010 SciSIP workshop will be on metrics, economic benefits, social benefits, workforce development benefits, technology deployment. The topic of diversity will be integrated into each one of these modules. And you can see that a large number of federal agencies are engaged in this initiative. So next steps, look outside of the boundaries of the United States and think about international emulation, perhaps Brazil, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the European Union. Looking at the changing of conduct of science in our information age and center of excellence in the Middle East. So thinking about science of science policy, not just domestically, but across the globe. The last thing Julia wanted me to be able to share is a program called STAR Metrics. This is a partnership between the Office of Science and Technology Policy, the NIH, and the NSF. STAR Metrics stands for Science and Technology for America's Reinvestment, Measuring the Effect of Research on Innovation, Competitiveness, and Science. It's the first national, federal, and university partnership to document the outcomes of science investments to the public. Initially, the partnership will develop a transparent way of calculating the initial impact of federal science spending on job creation, a la ERA reporting. And subsequently, the group will measure the impact of federal science investment on economic growth through patents, firm startups, and other measures, on scientific knowledge, such as publications and citations, and later on social outcomes, such as health and environment. Now, in addition, I think Julia would have said, fast forward a little bit, and we can take the science of team science to the same kind of place that she and her colleagues have been able to take the science of science policy. Now, one of the things she's talked about is how wonderful it is that there's opportunities for support of science of team science funding and research in that area. I hope that our program officer funder colleagues who have joined us over the last couple of days will be able to take back to your organizations and promote and advocate for even more venues to provide support for research being done in the science of team science. We do have the NSF SciSIP program. I don't think that's sufficient. It would be great if we could focus on mechanisms like the NSF and the NIH did to evaluate gender in science and engineering and causal factors that support and promote careers of women, and now support women, replace women and gender with team science and look for those kinds of approaches, and you can imagine the really terrific things that could be produced from there. Last, you can see that Julia provides more information. If you have really terrific questions to ask her, but it's clear I will not be able to answer those, there's her email address, and she will be more than happy to talk with anybody. She showed the website for the Science of Science Policy Net and also the opportunity to subscribe to the SciSIP listserv. It's really an amazing community of practice site. Also, you can submit a proposal. She reminds everybody that the annual deadline is September 9th. So it's not that it's just around the corner, but it is coming up. But that's ample time for you to take the great ideas that we've heard from today and put them together into a grant proposal. And then the next solicitation date. And so she includes the information there, which we'll make available for anybody who's interested. Thank you very much.